A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Haunted doll, Catherine, 17 inches, Leonardo porcelain, sleep paralysis. £40, buy it now. Responds to Catherine rather than her doll name, Alison. Catherine provokes disturbed sleep sequences. Episodes can occur mid-sleep, elevating the chest out of bed. The host gasps for breath as if held underwater. Body stiff, footsteps can be heard. Previous owner found herself standing, facing her door, with no recollection of walking to it or how long she had stood there before her brain met with her eyes. Condition is used. Dispatched Royal Mail, second class. Now, listeners to last night's show will remember Catherine and I'm Ian Lee, this is Catherine Boyle.
Actual Catherine, not Catherine the doll, she wasn't involved.
The Late Night Alternative will remember us last night joshing about haunted dolls. That's a description of a haunted doll for sale on eBay. There are many, many of them. We were riffing on the idea of haunted dolls after Catherine read a story about haunted dolls. I went on eBay and was amazed to see just how many haunted dolls are available.
Loads.
Loads. First doll I clicked on, it's called Alison, but it responds to the name Catherine. It's the description I've just read out. And it looks almost identical to Catherine Boyle.
This guy.
So for a bit of fun, I thought, sod it. I'm going to spend the £40 plus £4.17 economy delivery. I'm going to buy that doll and we're going to have a haunted doll for the show. And then the music stops. I must fade that out properly. Just a little bit of fun, I thought. How we laughed yesterday. We ain't laughing no more. I bought that. It was a buy it now. And today I had to send a begging email begging that I cancel that order. This is the email I sent. If I can just find it, it's proving very, very difficult. Here we go. This is the email I sent earlier today. Hello. Let's get some more spooky music. Hello. May I please cancel this order? My deeply religious wife is mortified that I would order such a thing. I thought it would be romantic. She is threatening to leave me if it arrives. I hate to be a pain, but can we please cancel this unholy doll? Blessings, Ian. Eventually we got it cancelled. Why did you get it cancelled, Ian? Well, I'll tell you why. After the show last night, we left the studio. went to where we parked our cars.
Nothing unusual about that?
Nothing unusual. I'm not going to reveal the top secret location we park our cars, okay? But I've parked there before. Fine. My car is a Nissan Qashqai. It's got that thing when you lock the doors, the wing mirrors, they lock in. They're flush. Flush against the car, okay? So another vehicle couldn't clip them, couldn't hit them. If you wanted to move that wing mirror, it would have to be a deliberate, powerful force.
You could fall from above.
Could do, that's true. Actually, I hadn't considered that. No, I don't think that would work. Anyway, it's irrelevant. I went back to my car last night. My driver's side wing mirror had been... It was still there, but it had been turned. So instead of the mirror being flush against the driver's door, it had been turned 180 degrees and it had been twisted.
Yeah, it's probably on the wonk.
It was on the wonk. It's not connected to the motor that works it anymore. As I drove home with the wing mirror balanced, every time I turned a roundabout or a tight right bend, boom, the wing mirror would smash into the driver's side door, creating an unholy noise. I went to the garage today to see how much it would cost to get a new wing mirror. Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, for a new wing mirror, I'm paying £420, and this is the noise that went on in my head. £420? For a wing mirror? What the fudge is that about? £420! For a wing mirror. What? I'm taking my boys to Italy. That's more expensive than the return flights for three. £420. Because it's got computers in and a camera in and electronics in and all of that shiz. £420.
For a wing mirror.
For a wing mirror, right. So I got home and I was thinking, that's a Vandal's done. Oh, shit.
Oh.
The doll. The doll did it. The curse has entered my life already. That is why I cancelled the wing mirror. Right, and here's why I cancelled the doll. I got my money back. And here's the thing. I told Catherine about it, right? And she went, well, you don't believe it's the doll.
No, of course I don't.
No, you don't.
She's not even in the house yet. Surely she has to be near you to use her powers.
No, they don't.
I mean, there are no powers.
No, but this is it. There are, right? And Catherine, you're poo-pooing it.
Yeah.
What happened to your car?
Okay, well, as I was driving in...
Here we go! Now it starts to get freaky! What happened to your car?
My wing mirror just fell off. No, it didn't. My right dipped headlight failed.
Boom! Proof, if proof need be...
That cars need maintenance.
Both of our cars at the same time? When has your headlight ever gone before?
It's a new car. That's the first one that's gone.
That's bullshine. That's not a new car. You've had that car for nearly 3 years.
Yeah, but
I'm the only person that's ever had that car.
No, that's the first time it's gone.
No.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, but it's not a new car.
Yeah, but that's the first one that's gone.
Okay, so, right. Do you know how many wing mirrors I've lost in my 30 years of driving?
Go on.
None. Zero. Nada. Zilcha. Nota. Nila. Zero. None is what I'm saying. Now you tell me, Catherine. Hello, come in. Now you tell me.
Is that the doll?
That's the doll. Now you tell me.
I'm on my way.
Now you tell me.
Second class.
That's not synchronicity. That's
not. It's just coincidence.
Coincidence.
I mean, it's a heavy coincidence.
Bull.
Oh, come on. That seller's got a house that's teeming with either spirits or junk she wants to shift.
Bull.
Because she's got about. What, how many items has she got up? And they're all haunted.
No, that was...
Come on.
Okay, well, that was a different person. Although, I am looking at the rest of her stuff. She's got, okay.
How many haunted things has she got?
Well, she's got, for £400, a haunted surprise box, haunted conduits.
I know what the surprise is.
Haunted surprise box for £400. Who's going to take a punt on that? So I'm sorry, dear listener, I'm out. When it comes to the haunted dolls, I'm out. I played and my fingers got burnt, and Catherine's fingers got burnt, and she just will not believe it. And this isn't, I'm not even doing a thing. This is me up proper. I am, honestly, I spent all day. I spent all day with a migraine.
What is that, the doll too? Or yeah. Is that because you're not drinking coffee anymore?
It's probably a combination of both, if I'm honest.
Okay.
But you've got to admit.
No.
You do.
I don't.
Dear listener, can you back me up? 0344 499 1000. You have to admit, right? And I'm not even doing a thing now. This isn't even a thing. This is real. You have to admit, this is freaky. The evening, like minutes after I buy a haunted doll, my car is vandalised in a way that's really difficult to do. It's really difficult to do, right? And your car breaks down, right? Minutes after we buy a haunted doll.
No, hours. Mine broke down. Not, it didn't break down. The light went. Hours.
It's broken down. Well, you're driving illegally. You're driving illegally.
Well, I'm not. Because
well, you are, actually.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you are because you have to. Well, actually, you are. Actually, you are with a broken headlamp. Yeah, you are.
So she's trying to stitch me up, is she? I didn't buy her.
She's trying to kill you.
Okay.
She's trying to kill you. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I want to take your calls. We're going to do the fun stuff. There's going to be plenty of fun stuff. We'll play a silly word game. Let me think of a word game off the top of my head. Words that rhyme with bum. There you go. You can have that. That's for the people who like the fun stuff. Words that rhyme with bum. And then we'll write a poem. There we go. That's the fun bit. That's actually, it's not a bad idea. So tonight, the fun bit will be, we're going to make a poem up with words that rhyme with bum. But this real stuff is, can you back me up on this? Have you had freaky, spooky experiences? Have you got a haunted doll? Have you... maybe you've got a haunted sex bot. I don't know. That's got the essence of someone else inside them.
Oh, no, come
on, no. 0-3-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4 is the phone number.
It's not
halfway through that. I don't know how many fours I've done. I'm just going to carry on until the end.
Take another run up.
We'll see where we get to. 0-3-4-4-4-4-4-4.
What are you doing?
4-4-4-4-4. I don't know.
This is mayhem.
This is the doll. This is
lack of caffeine.
If we've got any Catholics listening. And I think we scored high in the Catholics on the last Rage Eye. It does break it down into religion, very high in the Catholics. If we've got any Catholics listening that can perform an exorcism, 0-3-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A star-crossed soapbox for sailor boys, stable girls.
I'm on the edge.
And stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. My God, Amy has tweeted. Do you want to?
That's an image, isn't it?
I'm going to retweet another haunted picture that.
That's definitely got the essence of someone else in it.
Wow, Amy, that's terrifying. It's got a pump. Golly gosh. Wow.
But no body.
No body. I think the mouth is the important factor there. We're going to go to Holland. It's Susan in Holland.
Hello.
Hello, all Susan. Right. How's Holland these days?
It's been... the weather wasn't very good today, to be honest. But when you were talking about that doll a little while ago, it's a coincidence, really, because yesterday I did a sale outside one of the pub gardens. It's a lovely country pub in Essex.
You came over from Holland to Essex?
Yeah, I'm from Holland-on-Sea, Essex.
Thought you meant Holland.
We thought your English was good.
Your English was good. Okay,
but, what I was going to say to you was, that Leonardo doll that you're talking about, I had a bride doll in one of those that I couldn't sell to anyone. It didn't sell, so I thought I'd bring that just in case. And I thought of the lady in the pub because they've had quite a few things happening in their pub, and there's a little girl. They've got a girl ghost there going back years ago. It's a 13th century pub, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the daughters come over to me yesterday, and I said, look, I said, would you like this? I said, because I said, I can't sell it anyway. No one seems to want to buy it. Now, this doll is called Charlotte.
Charlotte.
And I don't know if it's a Leonardo collection, but it's one of these collection ones, similar. I'm going to check it out when I speak to them again. But anyway...
Has any of your cars been damaged since you started dabbling in these terrifying dolls?
I'll tell you about the car, but that was a long time ago. But this doll, okay, she said, my mum... When they lived in London, the girl was speaking to me, her mum had a doll on each step of her stairs.
Yeah.
Now, and I didn't know that at all. So she said, yes, she said, and I said, well, I thought of that little child ghost that your mum talks about.
Yeah.
I thought she might be attracted to that because apparently they've got a little granddaughter, only a toddler.
Yeah.
And you know what children are like. They're very open.
Little shitbags.
She's actually seen
them. Hate them.
Right.
Hate children. They're disgusting.
Anyway, it's just strange how you were talking about that. Anyway, I haven't heard anything at the moment, but we go there regular. They have a lot of good things there in the pub, like discos and all that.
Discos? Are the discos haunted?
Well, there's people that's... Well, one of the DJs has seen a soldier there.
Are you near a barracks? What is this?
There's loads of things have happened in this place.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely place, but...
tell us about the spooky goings on with your car.
Oh, right. Well, this happened all about 4 years ago.
Yep.
It's never happened to our cars before.
Yep.
We got this white car and I really liked it. It had dark, you know, the glass?
The windows?
It was dark glass around. It was
tinted.
A runaround car. It was really lovely.
Runaround.
Well, we got it secondhand, but it was in very good condition.
There's no shame in that. Hey, my car's secondhand, and I've been on telly.
Right.
Nothing to be ashamed about.
The guy said to my husband, he said, it used to belong to a lady or a young woman, but they broke up with one another for whatever reason. She didn't want the car.
Yeah.
Anyway, we didn't think of anything like that. You know, we just used to go in the car and that. But we, with this car, somebody down one of the country roads, a van went by us and knocked our wing mirror off it.
Yeah.
There was another occasion when my husband was driving, another car pulled out, we're lucky we're here. He pulled out more or less nearly in front of our car, but luckily he didn't, if you know what I mean.
Is this because of ghosts or just because of bad driving on your husband's part?
We always named it, what did my husband say?
Jinx.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we
Jinx.
Just used to say that because it seemed every so often it either broke, something needed doing to the car, or
maybe it was just
to go into us.
Well, maybe it was just a rubbish car.
No, honestly, it was a lovely car, and I really liked it. Okay. I really liked it. We both actually liked it, but what we're trying to say is a lot of these things kept happening.
Yeah.
And it touched cars. Wood. I've got wood. It's not happened in any of our other cars. All right.
Well, listen, Susan, lovely to talk to you. Haunted cars is the theme of the show tonight. 0344 499 1000. Cars that have been haunted. Now, here's the thing. I just went to the listing to look at that doll again, right? It sold at 12 minutes and 30 seconds past 10 this evening. If one of you lot has bought this and sends it to us, I will kill you. I will kill you. It sold just as I finished talking about it. Okay, maybe it's a coincidence. Probably not. It's probably synchronicity. If one of you scumbags has bought me a haunted doll that has already cost me £420 in new wing mirrors, that's going to cost Kath £3.75 in a new headlamp, plus £15 to get it fitted at Halfords because she doesn't know how to do it and she doesn't believe that I can do it. I can
You're
actually
going nowhere near
I
it.
Can change. Nope. I can change headlamps on cars. It's one of the many, many things I can do on cars, but she won't let me do it. If one of you scumbags has bought me a haunted doll, then so help me God, that doll is going to go right up your jacksie. Right up there. Don't make me shove a haunted porcelain doll up your ass.
At least buy him a drink first.
I'll do it, Catherine. I'll do it. I'll do it. Let's go to Becky. Good evening, Becky.
Hello.
Hello, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrified. I'm scared now that someone's bought us a haunted doll.
I'm terrified.
Now, you're a witch. You know that stuff is true. Listen, my tongue is slightly in my cheek, but I am terrified, Becky. I'm terrified. Genuinely believe the car incidents are because of this haunted doll. It's too much of a coincidence, Sepa.
Yeah. Saturday, I had a car accident.
What happened? I hope you're all right, first of all.
Yes, I'm fine. I was in shock.
Well, yeah, and I bet you are. I had a car accident earlier this year. One of the worst things that can happen to you, but physically you're okay. That's good. What happened, Becky, if you want to tell us?
I was coming from a friend's house. I was going down from a minor road from a T-junction, turned left, onto a major road. Didn't see the car coming from the right, I'd admit that. And I just crashed into Perkia Sportage, and I've got a Toyota Aygo.
Now...
Interesting. Another Japanese car.
Right, okay. Now, are you suggesting, Becky, that your car accident... Did you say it was Saturday?
Saturday.
Are you suggesting that your car is haunted? Are you suggesting it's connected with me buying a haunted doll on Monday?
No, if not, which teddy bear are we fingering for this one?
Catherine, please, mate. That's unfair. And I'm going to say unnecessary. Please carry on, Becky, and I apologise for Catherine's mood.
Right.
I think she's been drinking.
I used to collect dolls.
Haunted ones?
Monster High dolls.
Right.
Yeah. I've still got one.
Okay, well then...
Which one you got?
Spectre Bondage.
She's a good one.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. Now you're talking
careful, because their hands fall off and you can't find them. They're
now
really
you're talking,
fine.
Now you're talking lady language, which is a language I know a few words in, but I can get by, but I couldn't have a full conversation. Hey, who wants to have a conversation with a lady? Don't know what that means, actually. That sounded worse than I meant it to, so I take that back.
Rewind.
Okay, but well, listen, I'm sorry for car crash. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you.
Also,
it was lovely to see you and Catherine on the 19th.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Wasn't it? We are lovely people. Doesn't Catherine smell nice?
She did.
She's a nice smelling lady. Becky, thank you for that.
We were giving away sniffs of me.
Haunted cars tonight. Haunted cars. Your haunted vehicle stories, please. Could you find a few haunted vehicle stories?
Probably not.
Online.
Okay.
Yeah?
See, I mean, there's all sorts online. It's haunted everything.
Okay.
There's haunted...
Thank you very much
private
indeed.
Private parts and...
Alan Caddick.
Hiya, Mark.
Good evening, Alan.
I want to go away from the haunted cars, actually.
Okay, go on.
I want you to test the dumb button.
Why?
Because on the basis of last night, Amanda dropped the F-bomb on the telly.
Who dropped the F-bomb on the telly?
Amanda Holden.
Right, but here's the thing. The dump button doesn't work on Britain's Got Talent, you see. This dump button doesn't dump 7 seconds out of all broadcast media, although wouldn't it be good? It only works on this station.
But I remember you last night saying you worked, so the dump button worked.
Yeah, well, the dump button does work. You don't remember anything because you fell asleep by the time we got to you again.
As per usual.
The dump button definitely works now, Alan.
But just to put my mind at ease.
Okay, well, that's... okay, well...
My apologies for anyone listening for any bad language.
There won't be any bad... I'm not testing the dumb button. What do you think? I'm some kind of performing monkey. Good day to you, sir. Dave, stay there. You'll be next. 0344 499 1000. Oh, by the way, a couple of things we didn't do yesterday, so I'm just going to throw these out and we'll talk about them a bit more. But if they get your skin itchy, you can call in about them. Drunk eBay purchases. I'm not a drinker anymore, but I'm buying so much rubbish on eBay. Oh, God, I bought a PlayStation 1 preloaded with every single PlayStation game ever made, 1,574 games. Yes, all right. All right, all right. Okay, fine. Yeah, I bought a modded original Xbox as well that's got a load of emulators and games stored in a 500 gigabyte hard drive. Okay, fine. I've got a bid on a Dragon 32 computer. Okay, fine. Yes, yeah, I have a problem. But here's the thing, I could stop any time I wanted to. I'm not bidding now.
I bet you are.
Do you see me?
Show me your screen.
No, I'm not going to look at the screen. That's private. But I'm not bidding at this precise second. I could stop bidding. No. Let me just close that. It's gone. Nothing to see. I could stop bidding at any point. But please, for the love of God, help me stop. But drunk eBay purchases, please. I posted this on... I'll find it during the break. Someone posted on Facebook. It wasn't a drunk, but it was a pocket eBay purchase, which is an excellent one. 0344 499 1000. And have you ever been in someone else's house without them knowing? 0344 499 1000. This is the late night alternative every weeknight from 10 on DAB app and, of course, talkradio.co.uk.
Drive with Dan Wootton on Talk Radio.
Join me, Dan Wootton, every Friday afternoon at drive time on Talk Radio and kick off your weekend with a heady mix of politics, celebrity gossip and big name interviews from the worlds of current affairs, music and entertainment, including guests like this country legend Dolly Parton.
My first hit was called Dumb Blonde. Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb, because this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
Chat like this. Spice Girl Emma Bunton is here.
Oh, so can't wait to get back into a rehearsal studio and be together.
And even a bit of this. And it's time for the superstar that is Pink.
Nope, I'm still just a dork.
Join me, Dan Wootton, every Friday afternoon
on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
So, drunk eBay purchases, ever been in someone else's house without them knowing, and haunted vehicles, 0344 499 1000. And, of course, you can call in about anything we've talked about in the past that we may talk about in the future or anything that's on your mind. Catherine.
I have found some testimony from someone who believes they have a haunted vehicle.
Here we go. Let's hear it.
This is on Quora.
This is going to be great.
And this is the testimony of Stacey Panter, who is a former electrician apprentice at International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Yeah.
I believe I once owned a car that was haunted. Can I have some music? Go on, give me some appropriate tunes. I believe I once owned a car that was haunted.
There we go.
A friend of mine also owned one with a little more evidence that it was haunted. With mine, I just always got the feeling that someone was sitting right behind me in the car. Since I was always used to driving small cars, I chalked it up to the fact that there was so much space in the back of this station wagon. I felt very uneasy, especially at night when driving this car. This car had once been totaled and my dad bought it from this man who dealt in fixing cars like this.
Dealt in fixing cars?
Yeah, we lived in Tennessee and the car came to him from Georgia. I would think I caught the glimpse of someone in my rearview mirror sometimes, but I really thought it was my imagination. But one night a friend of mine needed to go somewhere, so I allowed him to take my car.
Were they insured?
It's America.
Okay.
Don't matter, does it? And the roads are dead straight. You don't even have to wiggle your steering wheel.
No, you don't. Well, though, if you watch Mr. T driving the 18 van...
Oh, he doesn't half go, does he?
He's all over the place. Left, right. It's like he's got two fellas either side of him, isn't it? It's amazing.
Or Nordic skiing.
There we go. Nordic skiing. That's more appropriate term. I apologise, yes.
One night a friend of mine needed to go somewhere, so I allowed him to take my car. I don't know about the insurance status, but it's probably kosher.
Yeah.
When he returned, he was very pale and asked me why I didn't inform him that my car was haunted before he left in it. I explained to him what I've just said here, and he said something very bad happened to someone in that car. It felt like maybe someone had killed someone and, like, transported them in it or something. I have no real evidence that anything actually happened in the car, but the fact that I felt that I wasn't alone when so many times I was in it. My friend owned a Jeep Cherokee. That's sort of a different story.
We call them Jeep Native Americans now.
He allowed me to drive it to visit a friend of mine. Again, insurance, I don't know, but, you know, let's hope they sorted
it
out.
Okay, good luck, guys.
My friend wasn't home, so I was going to write her a note. I had a pen and paper and desperately tried to write her a note, but couldn't. My hands would violently shake when I tried to write. I told my friend, and when I said I was going to write her a note, he interrupted, "You couldn't write it, could you? You couldn't do it." I asked him how he knew, and he told me he had the same thing happen to him. He said he'd been to Walmart the week before in the neighbouring town to where I live, and a lady approached him and wanted to see his vehicle. He allowed her to check it out, and she told him her husband had committed suicide in it.
Shh. Hang on a minute. She was driving around in the car that her husband had committed suicide in? I mean, I suppose you need the car, but that feels a little bit Jeff, doesn't it? It's a bit ripe.
He'd written an extensive note. The Jeep seemed to drive itself quite a bit, and it's hard to explain. As I said, there's more of an explanation as to why the Jeep was haunted than the one I had at that time. My friend didn't keep that Jeep very long after that, though.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
It's got a Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kathy. I hope you're well.
Oh, that's a very, very formal introduction. If I may be so bold, sounds actually a little bit threatening. You sound like one of those gangsters that walks into an establishment going, "Oh, pretty place you got here. Wouldn't it be a shame if something happened to all the merchandise?"
I've got a couple of spooky stories to intone. So
yeah, have you indeed?
Beautiful. Let's have it.
First off, it's the perils of CB radio.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about CB radio. CB radio is a common theme on this show. Big 10-4 for a copy, big buddy. Over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when I was...
Exactly. I'll get to my story now, you idiot.
When I was about 10, me and my mate were sort of looking out the window. We saw this smoke coming from just down the road. So, like kids do, you always go down on your bikes and investigate.
Of course you do. Like the Red Hand Gang.
Exactly, and with James Bond III.
That was the kid's actual name. The kid who played Doc was called James Bond III. I mean, that's outrageous.
And we went to this house, and there's a house on fire, which is, you know, terribly exciting when you're 10. And we saw the police, there was a lot of firemen there, and they were actually giving the sort of... I don't know if I imagined this, but I imagine them giving the kiss of life to a cat. But it turned out the guy was on holiday, and while he was on holiday, a fireball that his neighbour saw.
Hang on a second, this song's too good to talk over. Jolie Newman as Joanne. Johnny Bragner as Lil Bill. And James Bond III is Doc. Everybody, la la la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. So hang on, sorry, let's go back a bit. You say a fireman was giving the kiss of life to a cat.
Well, they had it in a sort of one of those respirator things, and they were sort of giving it oxygen. That's I might have imagined that.
Was pumping a cat in the street.
I have seen someone giving a goldfish a kiss of life before.
Oh, what
yeah,
for?
Yeah, it works.
Flipping
and
heck.
It totally works. Totally works. Okay, so continue, avu, s'il vous plaît, monsieur.
Yeah, so according to one of his neighbours, and of course it's all in the local paper, she saw a fireball descend on the house and hit the CV aerial that was on the roof of the house.
Haunted
and
CB.
Set the house ablaze.
Flipping heck, man! And, that's why CB radio died out.
Yeah, and I'd say about 7 or 8 years later, I actually got taught to drive by the guy whose house it was, and he told me, yeah, exactly, it was his son's CB radio.
A fireball,
she said, a fireball.
XL5? No. But what, I don't even know what fire... I know it's a... Please don't say it's a ball of fire. Please. We're better than that, all three of us here.
Which is what Elvis Costello said when he met Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry Lewis said, how are you going, son? He said, I'm a ball of fire.
Elvis Costello did?
Yeah.
Boy, Elvis Costello's enough to say some dumb things to classic rock stars.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. All right. So that's that. Don't, never use a CB radio. So I will not buy a CB radio because I don't want to die by fireball. Okay, well, that's that. Okay, thank you for the warning. It's appreciated.
And I once encountered a devil doll.
That's a nervous laugh. Here's the thing, right? People can laugh out of fear. All laughter is fear and the release of fear, right? When someone's telling a long comic story, it's tense. You're tense. And then it gets to the end and the release and you can let go of the tension and the fear. That's all a laugh is. Trust me, I know these things. And so Dave is laughing.
Thank you, Dr. Giggles.
Oh, stick it up, you doodah. So Dave is laughing because he's tension. That's why people laugh. That's why sometimes, if I went to my kids today, kids got some bad news. Tension's building. So you should just be ready. What I'm going to say is bad. Tension is building. Please, just want you to. Tension's building. I'm dead and I'm a ghost. They burst into laughter because the tension is relief, not because they're glad I'm dead. They would be mortified that I was dead and that I was addressing them as a ghost from beyond the grave, via a doll, perhaps. But I'd choose a teddy bear. But it's a release of tension. That's why there's so much laughter at funerals. And it's the people that cry at funerals that are...
The weirdos.
The weirdos, the cold-hearted killers who are rubbing their hands with glee that the person has passed away. And it comes out in the form of tears, and that is a fact. I've studied it, so thanks very much indeed. Dave.
Yeah. I went to a place in Hackney called, I think it's Victor Wine's Museum of Curiosities. It's on Mare Street. I think it's still there.
Okay.
And it's called the Last Tuesday Society as well, I think. But my mate was told to go there by her friend, which is John Waters, film director, you know, the cult film director, and he'd been there and said it was fantastic, and so we were allowed to go in this little museum they got downstairs of various weird, wonderful things. And because she was a friend of John's, we were allowed to see the devil doll that they don't only take out on special occasions. And strange things happen when people look at the devil doll or take photographs of it. So I took a photograph of this devil doll, and When I looked at it, because it was an old camera at that point, its face, which had been still during when I took the photograph, was all blurred, completely blurred. So make of that what you will.
Sorry, this music, I just faded it up and it stepped on, son. It's not actually very spooky. That was a bad call. And that may, Dave, have taken some of the thunder, some of the sting out of the tail. Did you know that... only lady bees and wasps can sting.
I've heard that, yeah. I don't know if it's one of those things.
Did you know that, Catherine?
No, is that true?
Don't Google it. Don't Google
Why?
It.
Why?
Because it's true and I want you to believe me.
No.
See,
sorry,
this
I can't
is it.
Do that.
This is the thing I talk about, right? I am full of knowledge, okay? I want mastermind. I'm full of knowledge, Dave. And every time I say something interesting and factual, Catherine Googles it. And she's going to apologise in a second. Because she's Googling it now. Why can't you just believe me?
Because you've fed me too much bullshine in the past,
just
my friend. You're the boy who cried bullshine.
Please believe me. Oh. Hang on a minute, Dave. Kath?
Okay.
Am I right? Just wait.
Yeah, the female bees are the only ones that can sting. It's an ovipositor, the other word for the sting.
I'm sorry.
Well, there you go.
Dave always seems to come on when you and I are arguing.
He's the devil doll.
The devil doll, Dave. Thank you very much for your call. There you go. That's an interesting fact. Do you know who taught me that?
One of your children.
My 7-year-old.
What are they teaching them? Apparently quite stuff. Useful stuff.
They're teaching them stuff. The switchboard is empty, dear listener. If you want to give us a call, now is an excellent time. 03-444-999-1000. Drunk eBay purchases. Ever been in someone else's house without them knowing? Haunted, inanimate objects and anything else you fancy. You know how this rubbish works. 03444991000. The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.